This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has attacked the mayor of Portland, Oregon on Twitter after the mayor bitterly criticized the president for violence this weekend between Black Lives Matter protesters and truckloads of Trump supporters. The president of the United States tweeted, "Portland is a mess, and it has been for many years." Mr. Trump continued, "If this joke of a mayor doesn't clean it up, we will go in and do it for them." On Sunday, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler said during a news conference that the president is to blame for the violent protests taking place in cities across the United States over the past 3 months. On Saturday in Portland, a caravan of Trump supporters in 600 trucks clashed with people demonstrating against police brutality against minorities. During the violence, a white man was found dead from a gunshot wound to the chest. Witnesses said the man was wearing a hat bearing the insignia of Patriot Prayer, a far-right group based in Washington state that has previously clashed with protesters. In a statement Sunday, Joe Biden, who's challenging Mr. Trump for the presidency in November, said of Portland, "Shooting in the streets of a great American city is unacceptable. I condemn violence of every kind by anyone, whether on the left or the right, and I challenge Donald Trump to do the same." Oregon Governor Kate Brown said in a statement late Sunday that everyone, including elected officials, law enforcement, and community leaders, need to come together to stop the cycle of violence in Portland. She said real change will come from the hard work to achieve racial justice. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, this is VOA News. The House Oversight Committee intends to subpoena Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. The committee wants documents pertaining to disruptions in mail delivery operations. The committee chairwoman said Monday that DeJoy ignored a deadline to fully respond to the committee's request for more information. She said that reaction makes it clear a subpoena is necessary. Democrats are aggressively pursuing oversight of the Postal Service ahead of the presidential election in November, when many people are expected to vote by mail because of the coronavirus pandemic. The United States' total number of coronavirus infections topped 6 million on Monday. That's according to Johns Hopkins University data. The U.S. death toll stands at more than 183,000. Four Midwestern states recently reported record one-day increases in new cases: Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. The states of Montana and Idaho say their numbers of hospitalized COVID-19 patients are also setting records. On Tuesday, French children are to return to their classrooms, but the country's education minister says a rise in coronavirus infections has put those plans in jeopardy. France is reporting several thousand new infections every day. Other European countries, such as Denmark, and many school districts in the United States are fully revamping the school day with smaller classes, more teachers, more separation between students and classes, and a mix of in-class and online learning. The families of the nearly 300 victims of a downed Malaysia Airlines passenger plane want reparations, their lawyer said Monday, more than 6 years after the plane was shot down over Ukraine. All 298 passengers and crew on board MH17 were killed on July 17, 2014, when the plane was allegedly shot down by a missile fired from territory in eastern Ukraine, which was then claimed by pro-Russia rebels. About two-thirds of the victims were Dutch. Three Russians and a Ukrainian were named as suspects in 2019 after a Dutch-led international investigation. The four men are being tried for murder, although only one has legal representation in the trial. A lawyer for 450 relatives of the victims said more than 300 of them plan to seek damages. The reparations are unspecified and the claims have not yet been filed. Sudan's transitional power-sharing government has reached a peace deal with an alliance of rebel groups from the troubled western region of Darfur. The government says it initialed a pact Monday in Juba, the capital of neighboring South Sudan, with a coalition of rebel groups calling themselves the Sudan Revolutionary Front. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.